This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Man, does this feel good? Oh, baby. I'm telling you what. If this can be top, I don't know what. I'm so darn excited for the future of this country. We have broken the mold. We have broken the mold, ladies and gentlemen. The way it is supposed to be is in the rear view mirror. And you are the reason. Every single one of you that didn't stop believing, that wasn't about to take what you were being fed. Take a victory lap. Give yourself a little pat on the back. I'm telling you what. It is morning in America again. It is so fun to wake up and get cranking. I have to tell you, I feel sorry for Hillary Clinton. I think there's a life lesson. I really do. And I know there's groans right. Whatever. She is what she is. And we all have our crosses to bear. But I think there's a life lesson in what happened last night from watching Hillary Clinton. You cannot be so consumed by power, the quest for the prize, that you lose all sense of reason. I mean, knowing what we know about that operation, about that woman, about that family, about the people around them, I don't even believe she's well. I don't believe this woman is... I said last night when she said, oh, John Podesta came out and said, no, we're going to go to sleep. We're fine. What? Wait a minute. We're one state away from this thing being over and you're going to bed? That wasn't about an Al Gore, I'm not about to concede moment. That was, I need a nap. Okay? And she still isn't out. She's now 40 minutes late from when she was supposed to come out. I honestly feel sorry for the woman. Because you can't be so consumed with power for the sake of power. Good life lesson, and no matter what you're trying to to reach for. She now is history. She's a failed presidential candidate. We're done with the Clintons. Hallelujah. I'm telling you what, I don't know. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa. And by the way, a God, too, who I am convinced there has never been an effort in modern times, in my lifetime, certainly, where so many people have prayed for this outcome. I put myself in the same camp. I really am. I'm a prayerful person. I've never spent that much time praying for a politician. Literally minute by minute last night, hour by hour, most of yesterday, and certainly daily as often as possible for many of the last number of weeks. Hello, everybody. My name is Scott Hinnon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. We're both sleep deprived, maybe just a tad bit punchy. And you know what?
A tad bit?
Yeah, I'm out of words. So we're going to throw you the keys here and want to know what you think about what happened last night. What most excites you about what happened last night? Right after it was official, I threw a question up on Facebook, and the answers started pouring in. This is at 3 in the morning, you know. I'm just like, oh, my gosh. My question is, what was the best part of Trump's victory? What was the best part of his victory? And we have hundreds of replies to that, and I'd like yours as well. I mean, what do you say, oh, man, now this can happen? For me, it's kids. I really believe that our children have a fighting chance. Ronald Reagan famously said, America is never, never more than one generation away from extinction. Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. And you think about one generation. That's you and me, and that means our kids might not have it, certainly not their grandkids. So I believe this is a firewall from a whole lot of bad stuff that's been happening. It's fantastic news for North Dakota. No question about it. Congressman Kevin Cramer is going to be here next hour. Hillary Clinton will speak here. It looks like that's not too far away because I see Bill Clinton has entered the room. Our lines are full already, so we're just going to go to you as much as possible. Just so I can get to everybody, give me your best 30 seconds, best you can today, okay, on what's on your mind. 550 K-Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, 1090 KTGO, and, of course, KLTC 1460 on your iHeart radio app as well. And remember this, if you want to just get something off your chest and tell me what you think about last night, how great it was, 24-7, 855-200-1776, extension 1. our 24/7 hotline, 855-200-1776. Congressman Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall next hour, and your calls until then. Hillary Clinton, when it happens. Chris and Dickinson, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. Just want to say, doesn't it feel great to know that America is going to be great again? Trump gave a good speech last night, showed humility, showed grace. I hope he does drain the swamp. Start with Hillary Clinton. Don't give up on that. He's got to set the example with her, not just for his administration, but for future administration. And also, I hope you caught it last night. It was really late, but you did get a plug last night on Fox News.
Somebody told me that. What was the plug? What was said?
Brett Mann brought it up about your interview with Newt Gingrich saying 2 out of 3, and he asked Karl Rove, and Karl Rove didn't seem to like it too much, but yeah, he copped to it that it was on a North Dakota radio show, so.
Well, what's funny is that Karl Rove's actually the one that gave it to Brett Baer. So quick story here. Yesterday morning, I might have said this on the air yesterday, I can't remember, but I texted just a bunch of friends, and Karl is a friend. I've gotten to know him over the years, and I said before, I consider him a good guy and good at what he does. He's obviously very establishment, but I said, what's your gut? And he said, we lost our chance when we nominated him, basically. So I said, well, what's Newt seeing that you're not? Because Newt says 2 out of 3 chances. Trump wins 1 out of 3 Hillary. And he said, I don't know, send that to me. So I sent him the clip from our conversation with Newt on Monday, but I didn't know that that's what made it to Fox News. That's pretty cool.
And that part was watching all the media pundits' faces last night after Trump was announced. Classic. All right, thank you. Keep up the good work, Scott.
Thanks, Chris, and thanks for sharing that story, too. The punditry was really, really wrong. You know who Larry Sabato is? University of Virginia Center for Politics. Listen to what he said. Crystal ball, been predicting a Clinton win all along. Got on Fox this morning and said this, believe it or not. Actually owned it, which I think is pretty cool. Larry, how you feeling today?
I want to tell you something in all sincerity. We were wrong, okay? The entire punditry industry, the entire polling industry, the entire analyst industry, and I want to use this opportunity to take my fair share of the blame. We were wrong. And Steve just said, I want to see that egg on your face. Steve, you're totally wrong. I don't have egg on my face. I have omelet on my face.
Yeah, good for you. What else are you going to say? I mean, what else are you going to say? They got to say it. Let's go to Solon. Here's Karen on What's on Your Mind. Hi, Karen.
Hi. It was quite a night. I stayed up till 4 o'clock in the morning. But what I wanted to say was, as much as he did everything pretty much right, I was really thrilled with it, but he did make one little faux pas, or two, rather. Number one, he did not give God any credit. And number two, he didn't give Sarah Palin any credit. And frankly, she did a pile to get him elected. And she's gotten very little recognition, which she didn't seek. But I think that's an error on his part because still a lot of people that are really in her corner. And so I hope he gives her an awful good job or at least a darn good offer because she deserves our recognition as well. And those were two little mistakes. And the only other mistake I thought was congratulating Hillary on 30 years of her service because that's not right. But that's my opinion.
Yeah, thanks, Karen. Appreciate the call. I have a clip from Ben Carson when he was in North Dakota earlier, stumping for Trump, talking about Donald Trump's faith. And I think it's fair to say he's a new Christian, so I don't know that you'd automatically say thank you to God. But he did say, he did express pieces of that throughout this campaign, which I thought were good. I thought he could have done more for Mike Pence. I think Mike Pence is a big part of how he won. I think the challenge in those deals is there's so many people, and in other words, Palin, how far down the list of surrogates do you go, and talk about? Newt Gingrich is another one you didn't mention who was just tireless, but now we're nitpicking. I thought it was good to be gracious to Hillary Clinton, honestly. I thought that was statesmanlike. Kevin Fargo, what's your take?
Top of the morning, Scott, Todd, how you guys doing?
Doing great.
Hey, you know what? You mentioned Karl Rove, and my point was just this. Out of everybody that was on that stage when this whole thing started, Donald Trump was the only one that could have beat Hillary Clinton. I believe that firmly. You know, and I say that because, you know, who else would have come out and even brought up abortion, number one? Who else would have come out and pointed to her, let's just say, being crooked, right? Calling out the Clinton Foundation. There's nobody on that stage would have even come close to any of that. And I think that's what everybody rallied around.
I agree.
What do you think?
I agree. I mean, for people who said, you know, the missed opportunity by nominating him, oh, Hillary's a failed candidate and could have, you know, could have won this running away with a Marco Rubio or whatever. I don't know. I think that would have been the Mitt Romney, John McCain model. I just don't
exactly.
think.
Right. We didn't need milk toast this time around, right? And the early exit polls yesterday were showing that, you know, most people were wanting to see a strong leader. Well, that pointed to Donald Trump and definitely not to Mrs. Clinton. So
there's a whole new group of folks that are involved in the political process right now that never were before. And I can't think of anybody else that was going to pull them out of the shadows. Well said, Kevin. Appreciate the call. Washburn, a couple Fargo calls. More welcome, 800-228-0550. Call now.
At 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Denuser of Marion. Soybean cyst nematodes, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major hidden crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms show. However, SCN is manageable with variety selection, crop rotation, and seed treatments, but it starts with detection. And North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring a SCN soil testing program again in 2016 free of charge. The program will be coordinated through the NDSU Cooperative Extension Service. 2,000 SCN soil sample bags are available at NDSU County Extension offices. Contact your local county extension agent for more information.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Yeah, just a quick comment. The only thoughts that came to mind for me last night when I was watching those returns and seeing Hillary go down the tubes is just like the old Wizard of Oz movie, Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead. Thanks. Later.
Oh, we did it, huh? We won, and just for celebrating our great victory, I call every Tuesday Trump Day so we never forget.
Scott, the greatest thing, this is Phil from Minnesota, the greatest thing is we are going to have a conservative, constitutionally proper judge on the Supreme Court. Thank you. Love your programs. Love your shows. Love the station. Bye-bye.
Appreciate the call, and that's a big one. There's no doubt about it. Big. Unbelievable. A friend of mine who's a longtime radio political consultant, it was as cocky as you can be that this was going to be Hillary Clinton win. So I finally couldn't take it anymore. So what do you want to bet? So he said, Palm Restaurant, lobster steak, whatever, you know, anything on the menu to the winner. He just posted on my Facebook page a picture of a giant lobster saying, I owe you a lobster, amigo. and he is Holland Cook. You see him once in a while on Ed Schultz's program, very liberal. But he was sending me yesterday dates when he was going to be in Washington, D.C. or New York to see if I was going to be, like I spent a lot of time there. And because he wanted me to, you know, tell him when I was going to be there to buy him this lobster. Ha ha! Not going to happen. All right, back to the phones here at 800-228-0550. We're brought to you in part today by Fortis Energy. Tomorrow, the Veterans Employer Summit that Fortis Energy is putting on is happening at Minot State University, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. If you're a business owner, human resource personnel, manager, recruiter, decision maker, join this effort. Come together to share best practices and learn about opportunities to collaborate on tapping into the talent of veterans. Nothing better. We have Veterans Day later this week, and we have some fun planned for you on Friday, too. I want to thank our fine sponsors, Polar Service Center, a great place to work. Give Gary a call there if you're looking for an opportunity in Kildare or Williston. North Dakota Petroleum Council, Cognizant, Blaze Energy, proud employer of veterans. Owned and operated in North Dakota by North Dakotans right here. Weatherford, proudly supporting our veteran community, Frack Shack America Fuel on the Fly. See you there tomorrow. Eventbrite.com. Eventbrite.com for a sign up for the summit tomorrow. It's free. Absolutely free. There's even a free lunch, but you got to sign up at Eventbrite.com. Just use Veteran Friendly Employer Summit or call 248-283-7100 to get on the list. Ask for Peter. 248-283-7100. Veterans, employers, come together. Be a great day. All right, back to the phone. I'm going to go all the way to Powers Lake, North Dakota, and see what Isaac thinks about what happened last night. Isaac, what's on your mind?
Good morning. I got some three main points to make, I guess. First is we need to thank God for this victory. This nation woke up and spoke their mind, and we just need to thank God for that. And secondly, we can't let our guard down now. There is no way. We're at a very critical spot in history. We're very vulnerable as a nation between two presidents. And thirdly, I was overwhelmed and appreciated the amount of new and existing congressmen, governors, and senators that were elected. And you look down the page online of Republicans, conservatives that were elected in, it's just overwhelming. I don't have any numbers, but do you have any idea how many conservatives versus liberals were voted in?
You're talking now about Congress or what?
Congressmen, senators, and governors.
Governors were net three, so three more conservatives today. Will hold seats versus Democrats. So we net pick up there. In the Senate, we're down a Republican, but up a Democrat. But mind you, way more Republicans were up, right? So Trump saved the U.S. Senate. Because of Trump, the Senate stays in Republican hands. House, same thing. Seven seats down for Republicans, plus seven for Democrats. That, quite honestly, is probably, I'd be interested to know what seven were defeated. Were they squishy? Right? Were they anti-Trump? Were they? It'll be interesting. But the big news is the Senate stays, the House stays in Republican control, and now you have the president. And you're absolutely right where you started. Don't waste this. Use this. So in other words, stand up for. I'm most excited about the Supreme Court too. Somebody earlier brought that up. I mean, that's the firewall. That's the firewall. Yep. That's the only thing that saves us from the Constitution being shredded and burned to the degree. You know, and they were already burning the edges of the thing. So you'll totally reverse that. And Trump was so crystal clear on who he'd appoint to the Supreme Court, it's unbelievable. There's so much to do, though. But energy. I mean, North Dakota won so big last night. When you look at the regulatory burden on agriculture and on energy that has come from this mentality that she would have doubled down on, it's unbelievable. Isaac, great to hear from you. Love our good friends in Powers Lake. Let's go to Chad in Fargo. Tell me what's on your mind, Chad.
Scott, you're a blessing of the North Dakota area for conservative talk radio. Between you, Rush, Sean Hannity, and all the other conservative radio shows, Trump did not win it without you guys. You guys won it for him. And we thank you so much. But at the same time, it was amazing. Fox TV last night, I was watching about 1:30, quarter to 2 in the morning. They were all stunned. It's amazing how the media was all against Trump. All the TV media was just unbelievably against him. If it wasn't for the non-traditional media and WikiLeaks, I don't think we would have had a Donald Trump as president.
Great points, Jeff. I do believe it. Great points, and the media was a big loser last night. The establishment, the political class, the punditry, the pollsters, all a dead old model. Power to the people big time last night. Another Fargo caller. Here's Christian. What's on your mind? You're next.
Good morning. Good morning, America.
Yeah, there you go.
I want to thank the Americans for not being as foolish as I was afraid they were going to be. I couldn't believe the amount of support Hillary Clinton was able to gain. Regardless of, she's a criminal. She should be under indictment. Hopefully she will be. And thank you to the powers that be. We have a president. We have a president.
Good point, Christian. Thank you. Maybe we can be done with the race car too, huh? I'm just thinking of all the things that could go away. The race baiting and all. Look what was done. A black president. The best thing about Barack Obama was that he was black. I was excited when he was elected. It was a ceiling shattered. But he used it in such a divisive way. Can that go away? Man. Jeff and Washburn, you're next. Go ahead.
Yeah. I just saw an ad saying thank you to the veteran. Make sure you guys put the light up, green light out on your house. Dude, good job for Trump. Three is what you think on five.
Yeah, my take on five, that I think voters in North Dakota just have unending compassion for people in a tough spot. I really struggled with that one. I know it was not written well, but I know it was well-intentioned. And, I defer to law enforcement on questions like that, and they have some real issues. But I hope everybody can come together now and truly get people help where they can get it. These people just want relief. If they can get it in the form of a pill, I think they'd be happy with that. So just got to watch the areas for that. Some people will use something well-intended for bad, but otherwise I was glad. More coming up on What's On Your Mind, folks.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
While the campaign is over, our work on this movement is now really just beginning. We're going to get to work immediately for the American people. And we're going to be doing a job that hopefully you will be so proud of your president.
You, ladies and gentlemen, are part of a movement. This wasn't an election. This was a tsunami shaking up the political system in a way we can't even comprehend right now. You're part of a movement. You're absolutely part of a movement. And shaping that movement, guiding that movement, disagreeing when necessary is all very important. Very important. We continue on What's on Your Mind. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, brought to you in part today by North Dakota Oil Can. Find out more about them online. Saw a post the other day, a fabulous little, actually from the Daily Caller, a post they shared dispelling some misconceptions about the Dakota Access Pipeline protest that continue today. Are we 91 today? Are we day 90 today? I forget. Day 91. 91 days. Lawlessness, eco-terrorism. And by the way, if I were those folks, I'd pack up the bags. I'd pack up the bags. The party's over. There's a new sheriff in town. Here, a few of your comments that came in during the break, they're pouring in. Keep them coming. Todd, roll a couple of those. Well, I wait for
morning.
Todd.
There we're lucky people today. 5 o'clock, I took my best friends out, as I usually do, and it was a different day. No wind, no sound, no noise, no nothing. It was just quiet and peaceful. Looked around, looked up in the sky, nothing but stars, and I thought, wow, we got a chance here, we got a new start. It was a humbling feeling. Anyway, have a good day, everybody. Gonna be a nice one. We're lucky here.
We are indeed. We are lucky here. There was another one that came in during the break, Todd. When you find it, let me know that had some advice for us on whether or not we ought to take Hillary Clinton's concession speech. So. When you have that one ready to go, let me know. I'll get back to the calls in just a second. Be patient, folks. We're going to get to all of you. Your best 30 seconds.
This one here.
I want you not to play Hillary Clinton speak. We are done listening to that woman talk. Don't want to hear no more. Go out to jail. Thank you.
All right. What do you think? I'm going to take it. I think I want to hear her say congratulations, Donald Trump. I'm done. I want to hear some humility. Hopefully it's there. So.
Humility?
Yeah, I hope so.
You're going
to... One more time. Don't you think we have to hear that?
I'm not disagreeing with you so much as...
Don't bank on humility.
I'm expecting to actually hear it.
Yeah. By the way, we are brought to you today also in part by our friends at MyPillow. And way to go, our buddy Mike Lindell, who is a pal of Trump and became kind of a confidant late in this thing. He told us that story recently. Phenomenal. Another reason to buy MyPillow. And Christmas is around the corner, folks. The holidays are here. They've extended that money-back guarantee to March 1 now. So you buy a pillow, family members buy a pillow, and you can sleep on it until March 1st. Send it back if you don't like it, if it doesn't work for you. Money-back guarantee. That's how much they believe. And listen to this deal. The premium offer, the four-pack special, only $99.98, two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, a savings of $179. Call right now. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Scott. Number's 800-506-9028. Either way works. 800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott. Back to the phones. To Crystal Springs we go. Dale, tell me what's on your mind.
Yeah, I got just a couple things to bring up. I can't help but wondering how bad Trump would have actually beat her if we didn't have the illegal voting also. These states that voted her in, like California and New Mexico and stuff, where they do have a lot of them, that those states might even have went red. And the next thing is, now that he's in there and our Constitution has been beat up so bad, most people don't understand what our Constitution really is. I think it's time to put it back in schools. In order to do that, you got to put it back into the colleges. The colleges have to start teaching it so the teachers coming out know what it actually is, so more people can use the Constitution in their favor instead of just the elite. And that's about all I got.
You know, what you just described there is a big job, but so was winning this presidency. So was
that's
taking
right.
out 16 Republican candidates. One of the things that struck me with everything that was said about Donald Trump was the remarks of his son, Donald Trump Jr., at the Republican convention. And this really stuck with me all along about what he was up against and gave me a little bit of peace. Listen to this for a moment. Just listen to what Donald Trump Jr. said. Way back
when people told him it was impossible for a boy from Queens to go to Manhattan and take on developers in the big city, rather than give up, he changed the skyline of New York. I've seen it time and time again. Look in his eyes when someone says it can't be done. I saw that look a little over a year ago when he was told he couldn't possibly succeed in politics. Yes, he did. For my father, impossible is just the starting point. That's how he approaches business projects. That's how he approaches life.
Impossible is just the starting point. When you have an attitude like that, no matter if you're trying to mow the lawn and it's really high, whether you're trying to get a crop out and it's really wet, whether you're trying to build a business, whether you're trying to beat cancer, whatever, when you have that kind of attitude, bring it on. So I hear you on the list. I like his chances, and he'll need us. There's no doubt about it, but I think this is one guy who might remember how he got here. Clinton Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead. Clint, are you there? We'll put Clint on hold here and come back to him. Fred and Wing, what's on your mind today, Fred?
Well, I just want to say thank God. I wish, and I caught that too last night. He didn't thank God when he came out, and I think he will. I think he'll repeat that. He'll understand that. It was a pretty exciting moment.
Can I interrupt you right there on that point? Because it's come up a couple of times. Todd, if you'd pull up the clip I pulled from our conversation, Congressman Kevin Cramer and I sat down and did a little talk radio town hall at the Republican convention in North Dakota with Ben Carson, who was stumping for Donald Trump. I asked Ben Carson the following. I said, you know, a lot of people ask me how, as a man of faith, I could ever support Donald Trump. What do you say to that? You find that, Todd?
Your creamer cut here?
Carson Trump fan.
Carson. Okay, gotcha.
I say, well, what's the alternative? I say, Ted Cruz will never bring over the people from the middle and the left. It's not going to happen. John Kasich has no pathway. So he's the only Republican, unless you want to go with the Democrats. And if you're a person of faith, are you really going to align yourself with killing babies and redefining marriage and all the whole host of things that go with them, a platform that last year they didn't even want the word God mentioned in it. So I think the choice is pretty clear. And having spoken to Donald about this, he's very open to Christ, to Christianity. He has been talking about stopping the slaughter of Christians overseas, I think more so than anybody else. And people who are open are frequently much better candidates than somebody who believes that they're righteous but doesn't act that way. I'm not mentioning any names.
Not mentioning any names. Of course, he was talking about, Ted Cruz there, but... So I think it isn't front and center in his life right now, but I think it's getting there. We had a conversation with Mike Lindell on this program not long ago. Everybody sees him on TV selling pillows. He's got the cross, right? And Donald Trump says, I want to meet that guy, brings him to New York City and says, I saw the cross and I wanted to talk to you. I wanted to find out about your face. Mike Lindell said they spent the first 5 minutes talking about faith and God. And so, he's probably, I believe he's a new Christian. I believe he's learning. He's a sponge. In fact, that was a term that Ben Carson used off the air. So,
I know that he's made a commitment to God because he invited 30 to 40 evangelical preachers on TV to meet with him. They prayed for him. They laid hands on him, like it says in the Bible he was supposed to do. I know that. I just said he forgot it last night, and I think that Paul White has now become his personal ministry. Paula White is ministered to their family. She was with them on the campaign floor last night, on their campaign at the party where they were having at the celebration party. She will be with them, and I'm sure she'll remind this, and I think we're going to see him talk about this. I had a scripture given to me before the election the other day, and I'd like everyone to go read in the Bible, 2 Kings 2:4, and read about 10-12 verses.
No, you gave us our homework today, Fred. I appreciate the call, and as always, adding a little salt to our program here, spicing things up. Thanks, Fred. Appreciate it. Tom in West Fargo, let me get you in here as well. Trying to get to everybody, so give me your best 30 seconds on what last night means and what you're thinking today. Go ahead, Tom.
Good morning, Scott. Just a couple things. Just real careful when Trump should be real careful when he meets with Obama at the White House, and we have to remember that BO has got almost 3 months left and before Trump takes office. So we just have to be constantly keep him in our prayers and this nation, because 3 months, look what BO has done, and he can do a lot in the background.
Be careful in the sense that don't believe he has somebody that's going to provide for a seamless transition. And is that what you mean?
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I'd bring a food tester with me too. What do you think?
That's yes,
a little,
I would
little
think
humor.
So.
A little humor there, Tom.
Yeah, have a good day, Scott.
Just trying to lighten things up a little. Thank you. You have a good day as well. I'll back. Let's see. Let's go to Huron, South Dakota. I don't remember a call from Huron before. Ken, tell me what's going on in Huron today.
Hey, beautiful day here. Say, I don't know if anybody saw what the guy on CNN, there was an analyst about 3:45 in the morning this morning, and he said a mouthful about the true impact of this election. His comment was that history will show that the impact of this election was that the Democrats were this close to cementing in history for the next 30 to 50 years a liberal Supreme Court and cementing the Democratic policies and the liberal policies of Obama, and they missed. Now, that to me was just a huge mouthful. My wife and I looked at each other and said, thank God. And the other thing that...
Exactly why we were worried about this election is what you were screaming at the TV probably, right, Kim?
Exactly.
Yeah, good stuff. Call again. Enjoyed your comments. We're up against the clock here. Got to go. Randy, Watford City, Brad, Minot, Jason, Bismarck, Dana, and Judd all coming up.
To the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
No one predicted cattle prices would fall faster than ever before the year after our cattle herd shrank to a 70-year low. Something's wrong with our cattle markets when retail prices stay high while cattle prices tumble. Windfall profits are being made, but at the expense of U.S. ranchers. Come to Kiss Livestock Auction Company, Mandan, North Dakota, at 7 p.m. on November 15th to learn from RCAF USA what is causing today's cattle market meltdown and what you can do to fix it.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better, PetroServe USA.
North Dakota's home for Chevy is Puckett Chevrolet Buick GMC, now in Valley City, just off I-94. A legendary name in western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. The trucks you need on the job and on the farm, the cars you love for style and sophistication, and now open their brand new $6 million showroom in Valley City. Get a free car wash with every service appointment at Puckett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Bismarck and now in Valley City at 721 West Main, or shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
Friends, have I got a deal for you from Titan Outlet Store. Listen up. You tell them Scott sent you, you're going to save 11% right now. That's right. Say, I heard about it from Scott and save 11% at Titan Outlet Store. Shop now at TitanOutletStore.com. Check out a brand new 2013 Case IH 1255 planter, 24-row, 30-inch spacing. Save big money right now on this planter. Check it out. Case IH, new 2013 1255 planter. TitanOutletStore.com or call 218-233-3700.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith, Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Republicans and Democrats and independents across this nation, I say it is time for us to come together as one united people.
Donald Trump last night accepting the big prize. Hillary Clinton about to concede, finally. We've been waiting. She needed a nap, evidently. That coming up as well, so stay tuned for that. Back to your calls in a minute. Jim, the flagpole guy, is here. The flagpole guy, ladies and gentlemen,
is here.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
I'm awesome. How are you doing?
I'm floating, absolutely floating today.
You know who won yesterday? That was a constitutional republic. And what an example of our national symbol, our American flag yesterday, where the people are shown to drive the bus. The The people direct government in which direction it goes. What an awesome example for our young children who we're literally facing total despair for those that are paying attention. And how awesome is this, Scott? How awesome is this?
It is indeed. Absolutely. You know, and as you're out putting flagpoles, did you see a lot of those Trump yard signs?
Yard signs all over, Scott. I say what a time to take the yard signs down and we put up an American flag. I can't be everywhere. We're on four states. Just thousands of people are listening to me right now. But, you know, please call me if you want a really good flagpole. And I can install it. I can sell it to you. If you can't afford me or I'm too far away or you're too impatient, please just go buy a flag and put it up in your yard in celebration of this monumentous example of freedom, of a constitutional republic, and of Veterans Day. And Veterans Day is coming, and it just all ties together. And I am here for the American public. I want to install flagpoles for people. We have really good flagpoles, and we have flags. But I'm just kind of gloating in the success of our constitutional republic, and I'm asking people to celebrate that. Trade in your yard sign. Install a flagpole. ndflagpoleguy.com. 701-571-FLAG.
Absolutely. By the way, Veterans Day this week, and if you use the promo code VETERAN when you call, it'll give you 10% off your entire order. Every business ought to fly a flag. I mean, that's my mission because, you know, we were close to the edge there, folks. And you ought to do it right and get that flag pull up and stand for flying that flag. Take the political signs down. Put the flag up, 701-571-FLAG or ndflagpoleguy.com. Thanks, Jim. Have a good day.
Thank you, Scott. God bless America. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, my neighbor right across the street has one of those enormous Trump signs, like billboard size, still up.
Up. And we can go up for a while, but the flag got to replace it once it gets a little tattered. Brad, in Minot, your best 30 seconds. Let her rip.
Okay. I am so psyched. I went to the polling booth yesterday, and I thought two things, R&R. Trump will restore America. I think Clinton is trying to ruin America. I voted for Trump. I'm so happy. And it struck me that he said, I'm not so much a candidate last night. He said, I'm a leader of a movement. I remember back in 1980, I think Mr. Reagan said very similar words. And I just thought, okay, the sun is a little brighter today. The van's a little cleaner. Everything looks better. I mean, I couldn't be happier. And I think this answers the question that you guys posed about 2 years ago. Who do you think is going to follow Obama? And I said, well, since I think it took a Carter to bring out a Reagan, I can't imagine who's the candidate's going to be. I'm pretty optimistic that it's going to be pretty good. And I think Trump will be very good. That's
right. Well said,
thank
sir.
You. Enjoy your show.
I appreciate that very much. Thanks so much. You mentioned something that caught my ear, and that was what he did say last night. Something else he said is when he talked about the movement, it's not about me, it's about us. That's true humility there. Last night on the stage, and one of our texters said, hey, it was 3:30 in the morning for crying out loud. Why are your listeners giving him a bad time? We can do as good as he did on his speech after all he's been through. I thought his acceptance speech was great. I did, too. I did, too. Some folks said, where was a recognition of God for the win? Yeah, but he did. He had humility, and where does that come from? Definitely higher power. Randy in Watford City, what's on your mind?
This is me, Randy.
It is, sir.
Yes, I was noticing when I was watching the election results last night, I heard the word miracle said many times by many commentators. And I also noticed that when Mike Pence gave his address, the first thing he did was thank God. So the phrase, God bless America, resonates louder and stronger for me this morning.
Amen. I'm with you on that, Randy. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Let me squeeze Jason and Bismarck in here. Jason, what's your take? You're next.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Jason. Go ahead quickly.
Yeah, I just had to laugh last night when listening to the media. And they talked about how they totally underestimated the white vote. They should have been most worried about the fed-up, angry American vote, all races in general. And it is just so refreshing to see a country that's fired up and enthusiastic about their new leader.
Amen. Absolutely. And hopefully the race war can end, right? Just had somebody call off there and say, hey, Trump ought to offer the job to Clinton of Ambassador Benghazi. That'd be a good one. Veterans make incredible employees. Business owners, human resource professionals, recruiters, decision makers in the hiring process, managers. It's time to take a good hard look at your team. Are there enough veterans on that team? Are you looking for people? Hire veterans. We're coming together as a group to share best practices to collaborate on tapping into the talent of veterans. Tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Minot State University. It's free. Congressman Kevin Cramer is keynoting the event. Sign up now at eventbrite.com, eventbrite.com. Search Veteran-Friendly Employer Summit. This special event brought to you by Fortis Energy, Frack Shack America, Fuel on the Fly, Weatherford, Blaze Energy, the North Dakota Petroleum Council, Polar Service Center, and Cognizant. Don't miss this event tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Minot State University. The Fortis Energy 2016 Veterans Employer Summit tomorrow on the campus of Minot State University. Join us.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you ever wanted to quit your job and be your own boss? Interested in investing in real estate, flipping homes, paying off your mortgage in 5 to 10 years, making up to $10,000 in commissions while you learn? Go to WealthCreationInstitution.com now. Find out why we're ranked in the top 2% of the fastest growing companies in the United States, according to Inc. 5000. Limited positions available. Go now. WealthCreationInstitution.com. That's WealthCreationInstitution.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.